Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And we welcome you into the Steve Jones Show, News Radio 1070, WKOK. Our email is stevejones@wkok.com. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, Twitter handle at stevejonespsu. And we invite you to subscribe to our Steve Jones Show podcast. Podcast numbers continue to go up. We appreciate that very much. So you can subscribe today on both iTunes, the Apple Podcast app, and Google Play. And also we've got our podcast page at stevejonesshow.com. 3 months of shows archived for your listening pleasure. And you'll hear Steve in just a few moments in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors Ford Lincoln Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia on the strip, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. The biggest NFL game of the regular season happens on Sunday. Steelers-Patriots from Heinz Field. And here in the central Susquehanna Valley, you'll be able to hear that on 100.9 The Valley. Airtime 225, kick at 425 with Bill Hillgrove, Tun Shulkin, and Wolf, the Wolfman, Craig Wolfley, on the sidelines. And next hour at 435, we will hear from Bob Soci, the play-by-play voice of the New England Patriots. Actually, we were originally, when I reached out to Bob earlier this week, we were going to have him on this hour. But actually this hour, I heard back from Bob last night. Tom Brady's having a press conference, actually, this hour. Media availability. So we'll have Bob on next hour at 4:35. So we can get some new information from him as to what Tom is saying this hour. Then again, they keep it close to the vest, don't they? So we'll see who grabs the win on Sunday and will possibly lock up the overall number one seed in the AFC playoffs as we move into January. So, of course, as long as the Steelers are playing, you can catch them on 100.9 The Valley. Eagles-Giants will be Sunday. That's a 1 p.m. kick on Eagle 107 and 107.3. And our toll-free is 1-800-795-9565. 1-800-795-9565. Looking ahead to tomorrow's show, we'll have more Penn State conversation as we're just a little over 2 weeks away from the Fiesta Bowl in Glendale, Penn State, and Washington here on WKOK. Of course, as we get closer to that game, and before Steve and the crew head out to Glendale, we'll have a Penn State football roundtable with Steve's TV pals from the Tailgate Show. And also we'll have, of course, Steve's team in the booth. Jack Hamm and Derek Williams will be joining us before the big game on December 30th as well. And we've already started to give you the Washington perspective as well. Great breakdown and analysis earlier this week from Andrew Callahan from 24/7 Sports. So if you missed that, you can do a little backpedal and check out our Steve Jones Show podcast on both Apple Podcast, iTunes, Google Play, and at stevejonesshow.com. So we'll be with you live till 5, and then the late day news roundup with Sarah Benick. Talk to Santa this evening at 6 as we continue the longest-running children's radio program in the USA. It's been on since 1933. We'll have that for you tonight at 6, and we turn on the Magic Radio with the boys and girls and Ann Blugis. And then we roll out the Res Light for Shikellamy Wrestling tonight at 7 with Steve Williams here on WKOK. So from time to time, we like to give you the business side of sports. And there was a pretty big story that came down today regarding the Walt Disney Company, owners of ESPN. They have reached an agreement with 21st Century Fox. They're going to acquire the entertainment giant and 22 regional sports networks. How about that? Now, ESPN is not buying FS1, FS2, or Big Ten Network. They're not purchasing those. They're just purchasing the 22 regional sports networks. The deal is worth, wow, over $52 billion. Now, the sports networks that ESPN will acquire, that does include the YES Network, the Yankees' flagship cable station in New York, also includes Prime Ticket out on the left coast and Fox Sports West LA. So, grand total, they're going to be grabbing networks that cover 44 pro teams in hockey, pro basketball, and Major League Baseball. This is actually a great move for ESPN. I mean, we've talked about the decisions that ESPN normally would make, sometimes they would make, and they just kind of get in their own way. But we give credit where credit is due. Major League Baseball ratings in regional markets have gone up the last few years. So for ESPN to stake that claim now, this is a great acquisition for ESPN. Now, Disney is also going to acquire 21st Century Fox's film production businesses and TV production units. So that includes FX, the FX cable channel, FXX as well, National Geographic, Fox Sports, Fox Networks Group International, and also Hulu is involved in this as well. So 21st Century Fox, they're going to keep the Fox TV network, Fox News Channel, Fox Business Channel, and as I mentioned, FS1, FS2, and Big Ten Network. They're going to be part of a newly listed company after the close of the deal. Bob Iger, Disney chairman, I think he's tried to resign and retire like three different times. So now he is pledged to stay with Disney through the end of 2021 as part of the deal. And, of course, has to get through shareholders and regulators before it becomes an official done deal. So that was pretty huge this morning when that story popped up. So we'll have to put that on Tony Knopp's radar next time we have Tony on the show, the president and CEO of Spotlight Ticket Management. I know we've been getting into some great conversations with him involving Olympics and so much more. What is the countdown to the Olympics now? Kevin Hur, the suit, would know that. Something like 80-ish days, right around in there. February the 8th, I know it's when it starts on NBC. Speaking of Kevin Hur, the suit, the three-time defending champion in the college football bowl picks, we will have that tomorrow. We will pick all 40 games tomorrow, starting at 4:06. So we'll see if we can knock the king from his college bowl championship crown. See if we can knock the crown off his head. We'll go through all the bowl games tomorrow. And as usual, at 4:35, we'll have our weekly pro picks as Kevin Jones, Steve's brother, checks in from Connecticut. So we look forward to that. I'll be honest with you, I'm behind the eight ball on the college football bowl prep. I was busy doing some other stuff this week. So I'll be doing that tonight. I will not be watching Denver-Indianapolis. So I now have an excuse not that I was going to watch it in the first place, but it's like, nah. No. That's tough sell to get people to watch that tonight. It's like, no thanks. And an NBA note, Charlotte officials have announced that Mark Price has been released from his contract as the school's men's basketball coach, actually a college note. Former NBA All-Star Mark Price, the Charlotte 49ers, so he is no longer the head coach. Wants to dedicate more time and strength to his family. Charlotte hired Price a little over 2 years ago. First season went 14-19. Last season 13-17. And this season, only a record of 3-6. So, as the latest college basketball coach that has decided to leave, the 49ers have not made the NCAA tournament since 2005. Steve Jones Show brought to you by Sunbury Motors Ford Lincoln Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on the Strip, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. going to be with you live till 5, and we will start to get a little more of the Patriots' perspective of Sunday's huge matchup at Heinz Field with Pittsburgh and New England. Bob Soci from the Patriots Radio Network will be lined up to join us this afternoon at 4:35 here on The Steve Jones Show on WKOK.
News Radio 1070 WKOK, the daily item, BB&T and the Milton and Sunbury Salvation Army have again teamed up to brighten the holidays for less fortunate families in our area with the Needy Family Fund. Visit WKOK.com to find out more about the families that are being helped this year and to see how you can help us brighten the holidays. You can even contribute in person at any branch of BB&T. Thank you and happy holidays from News Radio 1070 WKOK.
All right, the best story from last night's holiday party.
Oh, we had a blast. It was a wonderful night.
Oh, it's great to see Drew Kelly again.
Yeah, Drew is back.
It was great to see. I had not had a chance to really talk a lot with Larry Bowen from the Bowen Agency. It was great to talk with Larry. Steve Engel. Steve and I always have a good time talking with one another. Bill Purdy. I mean, a lot of people last night. And, of course, Bob Buhner. Oh, it was so good to see Bob Buhner.
Sure was. Actually, when we hopped out of the elevator and we got there, we turned to the left and boom, there's Buhner. That was so great to see him.
And then he sat at the table with us, which was great because nobody else wanted to. And it was
I kind of noticed that too. It's like, wait, yeah, what?
It's like Sean May. It's like a little empty over here. Fritz Heinemann. It was good to see the coach, Dick Horp. My favorite one last night was that they said in Danville they now refer to him as Assemblyman Suit.
Councilman Suit, yeah.
Councilman Suit.
Our job here is done. Don't you feel that way?
I mean, it was at that moment, I don't know about you, but I felt like the two of us should have walked off on a mic drop moment.
Or ran back to the bar, one of the two.
Well, we did that anyway.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
Well, actually, I only had Diet Cokes last night because you and I both had to drive. We really couldn't behave ourselves. Yeah, we did. But that was one first-class party last night. I had a blast at that. And it was great to meet Mr. Alexander, who's now in charge of our doing so much with us. Great to meet him last night for the first time.
Yep,
great. Kyle Alexander.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. To meet Kyle, that was great. Sales staff, was great to see them. I was a little disturbed when someone said, "Who are you?" I mean, it's like, okay. It explains a couple things. And for me, it was great before we went over to see the Magic Radio area. I make a big deal out of that. The station makes a big deal out of it, but I think the people in the station are surprised I make a big deal out of it. And there's a reason why I make a big deal out of it. Number one, it's fun and it's really nice, and the fact that we do it is great. But I am a big, big believer in local radio. Big believer in local radio. That connection to the community. That's why you see all those advertisers there last night. I mean, do you think people are going to sit on a national outlet are going to sit there and talk to you about Sunbury Motors? Sit there and talk about Brewers Outlet? Purdy Insurance. I was over Kohl's Hardware. Kohl's is an advertiser, right?
Absolutely.
I talked to Larry Bowen. I mean, that's not going to happen unless it's done locally, and it's not going to happen unless you have a local feel, local personalities, local in touch, and a direct connection to the community. People want to talk to their people. Yeah, it's nice having on Dan Patrick. It absolutely is. Or a Dave Ramsey. But there's that local connection. I mean, we kid about, Kevin all the time being the suit. Well, some of it's we're kidding. But, Kevin's a beloved figure in the area. All those people, whether it's Danville or Shikellamy, whatever. Because Kevin's been around for a while. And Dave Ritchie and the coach did court. So people have a connection. Mark Lawrence, people have a connection. Well, let's bring it back now to the Magic Radio. 85 years where children get to come in, right? Get to talk in the, to the magic radio and talk with Santa Claus on a local radio station. And this is the 85th year it's been done. And we'll have it again tonight from 6 to 7. But as simple a concept as that is, it is so rich and beautiful in that children get excited about it, parents love it, relatives can't wait to hear their young ones on the radio, and for the young ones talking to Santa Claus. It's a simple concept, but it's a simple concept that's just rooted in that's who we are. You're not going to get that at a big station. You're not going to get that on a syndicated show. It's not going to happen. This is that personal touch that separates local radio from all other parts of the medium and from other forms of media. It's a complete separator. That's why I've always made a big deal out of it. It's like the Needy Family Fund. I'm sorry, you're not going to get that on a syndicated show. And I see things like that, and this station gets it. That's what I always love, is this station gets it. And it's the fact when I see something go on for 85 years and it's still going strong, that's the kind of radio I grew up with.
That's why we reached out to you 6 years ago, because we know you get it and we know you'd be a great fit on the station and be part of what we do.
No, I mean, and I love it. I've loved every second of this. I really have. I was a couple days the suit did something, but it's all right. I just kind of let it roll off my back. Once I went and asked advice to others in the station, oh, yeah. Yeah. But that's tonight, 6 to 7. It's a tradition right now unlike any other.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Keywords 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Bob Soci, the play-by-play voice of the Patriots, coming up in the final half hour of the show today. We have a lot going on. Matter of fact, coming up, let's dip into next week a little bit, Sean. Next week, for example, on Friday, we're going to have Frank Divers on, the chairman of the Fiesta Bowl committee. He'll be on the show. On the 28th, we're going to have Todd Sadowski and Trey Bauer on the show at our annual roundtable. And then we'll be also on the 28th having Dick Girardi on the show. On the 29th, you know, we'll be out in Scottsdale, obviously. Jack Ham, Derek Williams, Damon Heward, the Washington analyst, and Washington play-by-play man Bob Rondo will all be on the 29th. So there you go. That's not a bad list. All right, time now for this day in sports history. 1901, the first table tennis tournament was held. It was held at the London Royal Aquarium. 1915, Jack Johnson became the first black world heavyweight champion. 1952, the Dodgers signed Sandy Koufax. Ever hear the Vin Scully story about Sandy Koufax?
It's been a while.
They come out, and they said to Vin Scully, you know, 1952, Scully was, you know, just finished his third year with the Dodgers. So they said, hey, you know, we have this guy down here. We'd like you to take a look at him. Yeah, sure. You know, just to get your kind of thoughts on what's going on. Okay. But he goes there. He says, the first thing that struck you is, he says, is the full body tan of the guy. He says, full body. He says, wasn't that this, I'm using Vin Scully's words, not the truck driver tan where, you know, you got the cut-off shirts and everything like that. And I'm using his words here. And he said, when he saw him, he said, awesome fastball. He said, but I'm like, okay, that's all I really see. And, of course, now Vin Scully and Sandy Koufax are the best of friends. Vin Scully chronicled all the great moments of Sandy's career, and Sandy gave him a lot of great material to work with. Marcel Dion of the Kings, his 500th career goal in 1982. Howard Cosell retired from Monday Night Football in 1984. 1988, CBS gets the Major League Baseball rights for 90-94 at $1.1 billion. Miami Heat won their first game of the season in 1988. They started out 0-17. Barry Sanders ran for 100 yards in his 13th consecutive game in 1997. And Jerry Rice caught a pass in a game against Detroit, the 191st consecutive game with a reception. And that is this day in sports history. Bob Soci in the next half hour. Or excuse me, the next hour, I should say. He'll be out at 4:35. Talking about the Steelers and the Patriots. I know you're nervous. You were pacing back and forth last night.
No, what are you talking about? Not true. Not pacing at all.
That was your exercise moment? What was it?
Well, I'll run with that, sure. I get an exercise credit out of that. I'll run with that.
Sure. I'll tell Deb, you should have seen him last night exercising. It was great. I'll tell Deb that.
Like, she'd be like, I find that hard to believe.
Oh, God. So, well, that's going to be quite a game, obviously. Now, tonight, there is volleyball tonight. And I had to laugh. Some fans were like, oh, they're matched up with Nebraska. It's a really tough match. I was at the Hoops Club lunch today. It's a really tough matchup. I looked at everybody and said, it's the Final Four. Who'd you expect to face? Binghamton? I said, everybody there is good. That's why it's the Final Four. You're going to face somebody good. Oh, man.
Yeah, I was kind of joking earlier at the start of the show. Yeah, I'm not planning on watching Denver and the Colts tonight on Thursday Night Football. Now, we'll be watching the Lady Lions.
Yes, they will be in action against Nebraska. Now, the other half of the bracket, which is listed at 9 o'clock. Yeah, there's no way it's starting at 9 o'clock.
We'll see.
Is Stanford against Florida.
And they're playing in Kansas. They're in Kansas City, correct?
Yeah, it's Kansas City at the Sprint Center.
Okay.
Yeah, somebody asked me, you know, why Kansas City? I said, because they bid. They bid for it. And this has become a popular event. Like, the whole point of, you know, with this, it's like the NCAA basketball tournament. You have to be really good six straight times. And that's what it comes down to. And it's not like being in a pro best of seven series where you can have two lousy nights, have four really good ones, and you move on. This one, you've got to be good every night.
I just give Russ Rose just a ton of credit. I mean, not too high, not too low, keeps it in perspective, and just keeps moving forward, laser focused, always concentrated, and everybody buys in. And you know, and I'm preaching to the choir here. I mean, you've known him for decades, and I mean, what other trait and quality that you see that he brings to the table that his gals just crave and can't get enough of, so they can, you know, play their best for him.
Well, let me put it this way: he has a standard, and he doesn't deviate from the standard. All right. So if you want to go in and you want to be coached, if you desire to be coached and you desire to be better, he brings old-fashioned coaching values to the table. Simple as that. It's what he does. Old-fashioned coaching values to the table. And I think that's what makes, I mean, and he doesn't mess around. Look, he hasn't. I asked him in an interview this summer, I said, over time, has there been any area where you feel you have adapted to athletes or the times? I said, and if so, what might that be? And he said, where he's had to adapt is having to go. He says, look, I go to a lot of meetings and things like that. There's a CEO part of it that he's had to do, that he's had to adapt to more and more and more as time has gone. But when it comes to the athletes, he hasn't adapted. There has been no need for him to adapt. None. And, I mean, look, there are moments where you know, I mean, off to the side, away from everybody, Russ and I can be very candid with one another. And that's the way he likes it, by the way. Yeah, he wants to have, you know, candid conversations with certain people that he'll trust along the way. And he says, look, there's a certain way of doing things. I want it done that way. And it's not just the winning part. He wants it done a certain way. And if you want to be coached, and if you want to, you know, the idea that by doing it academically and athletically in a certain way, he'll get the best out of you. He'll get the best out of you. Because in the end, you need to see things his way, because he's been around the block and he knows what it takes to be a winner. Dick in Milton. Hi, Dick. How are you today?
I'm good, Steve. I know you were talking volleyball, and I know you've been talking several things, but I had two questions for you. Well, one of them affects everybody that probably listens to this show, and the other one affects me more than the other one. The other one's maybe Machado leaving the Orioles.
Yeah.
So I thought it was kind of a just somebody who wanted to talk about stuff, but I'm not sure he might be going to be leaving. But the other one was, I'm looking here on Penn Live, the Harrisburg Patriot News online, so, and it looks to me, I don't even know if this is a big rumor or not about, but this is this Brent Pry leaving again for Louisiana Lafayette. I saw this last week, and then it kind of like died off, and now I see it again. And these people, I guess he's the number one, the number one choice right now.
Yeah, he can be.
And I don't know if you can even comment on stuff like that with your job. Well, I don't know.
Well, he can be the number one choice. That doesn't mean he has to accept it.
I mean,
that's going to be up to him as to whether he thinks it's the best fit for him or not. I believe Brent's brother lives down there. But after that, I don't know. You have to ask yourself. Somebody asked me today at the Hoops Club luncheon about whether it was more advantageous in getting a Power 5 job if you have previous head coaching experience or if you're a coordinator. Right. And they said, well, it's a mixed bag. Chris Peterson, Washington, Boise State. James Franklin, Penn State, Vanderbilt. Paul Chris, Pitt, now Wisconsin. But then you flip it the other way. You have four teams in the college football playoff. Only one coach took his current job moving from head coach to head coach, and that's Nick Saban. The others were all coordinators. Dabo Swinney, Lincoln Riley, and Kirby Smart were all coordinators that took their current jobs. So I said it's a mixed bag. There's not one formula that fits all, and I think it's all about personal fit and how you feel. It's interesting that when you look at Virginia Tech, Bud Foster has been their defensive coordinator for over 20 years. Some people like being in that spot that fits them perfectly. So it depends on who you are, what you are, want, what your desires are, and what you think is the best fit. And if Brent has that offer in hand, he will then have to make that decision.
Well, I heard this a week or so, maybe 10 days ago. I forget. It wasn't that long ago. And I thought, well, and then it kind of like died away, and I talked to some guys that spend time around Penn State. They said, that won't happen. And then I just see it front and center here in the Penn Live right now. And I'm thinking, well, maybe there's a lot to it, or I wouldn't keep seeing it all the time, I guess is my point.
Well, no, I'm not saying there isn't. And it's just, and if there is, and it's a big if, then he has to make a decision as to what he thinks is his best path.
Well, I understand that. Yeah, I don't know much about that. Their level, I guess they're pretty good. I mean, I just think that right now Penn State had a staff and they've really put everything together. Franklin really put a staff together, and he's lost what? How many? Two now.
He's lost two in this current run of
right.
Joe Moorhead and Charles Huff. Yeah.
Right, and then if Pry goes, you've lost your offense and your defensive guys. Well, you can replace, always replace. There's always somebody else out there. But, you know, do you go back to square one then with a whole new staff of guys do it the way they play football other than him, I guess is my other. Because like, they had the personnel to almost just keep reloading the way they were running this last year or so.
Yeah, well, I know. All I know is the last time I watched Brent Pry coach was in practice Saturday. And he was coaching with as much passion as I've ever seen him. So we'll see what he thinks.
All right, thanks. I just about Machado. Eventually, after this year, you'll probably end up with the Yankees. They're going to have to build a bigger dugout if those guys all bring their money with them at the same time. I know that.
Well, I guess Manny Machado wants to play shortstop, I think.
Yes.
And you know what? I've always been the kind of guy, Dick, that I identify certain players, not through emotion, but through performance, that you build around. And to me, if the Orioles deal him, to me, you're losing one of those build-around guys. If I were an Oriole fan, I'd be shaking my head at that possibility. That's not the right direction to go in.
Well, the thing with Machado is when he came to Baltimore, he never ever played shortstop. He was that's what he did, and he played a few plays in the minor leagues at third base because they needed a third baseman because they had Hardy at shortstop, and he went there like he'd been playing there his whole life. But his natural position is shortstop. He just likes it. I don't know why. He does such a good job. And I hate to see him go, but you know what? Angelos isn't going to compete with those guys. He'll lose a guy rather than, And of course, the Marlins have just self-destructed. They're like the old San Diego Padres there. They kind of like just get rid of their guys for some. I don't know what's going on. Maybe Jeter went down there to self-destruct that team.
You know what? The initial feel I have is that the Marlins had four or five guys to really build around, including Giancarlo Stanton. Ozuna would be another one. The guy sent to the Cardinals. And then and now they start breaking it apart. Now, is there a method to the madness?
I don't know.
I don't know.
One thing, they didn't get much for Carlos. They didn't really get much for him. They lost a lot of money, and that's the only thing I can see why they do it, which should almost be, whatever, money talks, and the Yankees will pay the luxury tax and pay the money.
You got that right.
So, consequently, it kind of like ruins baseball in a sense, especially in my division, I guess.
Yeah. That's why I asked R.J. Anderson yesterday from CBS Sports, Dick. I said, now I use this in the context of who's the closest pursuer to the Yankees, and that would be the Red Sox.
Right.
I said, does this put more pressure on the Red Sox to add J.D. Martinez? And he pretty much said, yeah, it does, because they need to get a bat that may not be a Giancarlo Stanton bat, but isn't a bad one to get.
Yeah. Well, you know this better than I do. There's only a certain amount of teams that are going to spend that kind of money, and eventually, they spend enough money and they get a lot of ball players, and then they stay or they leave, or they don't, or the players kind of like go by the wayside after a while, and they after they get them and they aren't as good as what they spent the money for. It's a whatever, but they look good on paper when they go into spring training.
Oh, I'll tell you right now, sheet of paper looks pretty good with some of the names.
Well, good luck on the volleyball tonight. We'll see it, and the bowl game coming up. See ya. Thanks.
Appreciate
it,
Dick. You have a great holiday, too. You mean a lot to the show, Dick. We'll come back with more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by Sunbury Motors.
Penn's Tavern is where you want to celebrate this holiday season. Whatever feel you're looking for, Penn's Tavern along the Susquehanna River can accommodate your needs. Mountain stone walls and wood floors can be found in the original dining area, giving you that old world charm. Continue back to the newly renovated River Room with 12 PA microbrews on tap. Grab a burger and sit back and relax in this cozy pub area. Penn's Tavern has the best gift certificate offer for the holidays. Buy 5 gift certificates of the same denomination and receive a 6th one free. Penn's Tavern, a piece of heaven on Route 147, 5 miles south of Sunbury.
Patriots play-by-play voice Bob Soci in the final half hour of today's show to talk about the Patriots-Steelers matchup coming up on Sunday. We're also going to have some of the regulars next week, but also recruiting. Remember, the first signing day, the first ever early signing day for college football is coming up next Wednesday. We'll get the reaction from Ryan Snyder from Rivals.com and Blue White Illustrated next week. Coming up next week, we'll hear from Frank Divers, the chairman of the Fiesta Bowl, and what it means to have Penn State there. He's going to join us on Friday's show next week. Our bowl preview shows on the 28th and 29th as we head out to Scottsdale. Jack Ham, Derek, Thursday will be Todd Sadowski, Trey Bauer in a one-hour roundtable. Then we'll deviate to a little bit of basketball with Dick Girardi. That will be on the 28th. On the 29th, Jack Ham, Derek Williams, and then from the Washington Radio Network, Bob Rondo, his last game, calling Washington football after 37 seasons, going out on his own terms, and Damon Heward, the color analyst, who's worked with Bob the last 8 seasons and is also the director of external relations for Washington football. So we will have all that for you coming up in the bowl previews. We have a lot.
Yeah, no better source to get your all the info you need and then some for the Fiesta Bowl. Cannot wait.
I think it's going to be a lot of fun, and it'll be a lot of fun hearing from all those guys.
I'm glad you brought up Ryan Snyder. I found a story that he posted on Blue White Illustrated this morning, and it is a free one that you can check out, and it's in regards to Southern Columbia wide receiver Julian Fleming recapping his sophomore campaign on the football team, which won a state championship. And then he goes out on the basketball court on Monday night, pours in 33 points in his debut. No big deal. The kid's got some hops and got some game, that's for sure.
Chickalemme win last night over Lawrence Region?
I feel bad. I don't have the score. That's on me. I was too busy shoveling snow this morning out of the driveway.
Is there anybody in the station that might know?
That's a big fumble on my part. That's my bad. I feel bad now. We'll get on that.
Well, if you want to feel good about life again, just walk by the suit's office, check out the nameplate.
I'll check for the switch.
You're listening to News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury. You can hear us anywhere in the world with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.